Fredfield Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 69th edition of Festival de Cannes. Today with me Louis Garrel and Alex Brandemul, protagonist of the film Mal de Pierre by director Nicole Garcia, screening here in competition. The first question goes to Louis. What did you like about this character that made you want to do this film?
It was not interesting about... I mean, precisely something about doing a character who can change something in my filmography, but it was interesting to work with Nicole and Marion, especially. Because the first time that I saw Nicole, it was a year and a half ago. Then I saw that she had something to say. I don't know. Sometimes you meet someone who have a script, and then the relation works, you know, and you can talk with her, and you think that you can develop something, and I felt that with Nicole.
Is it easier for you to work now that you're also a director?
No. The fact that when you do a movie as a director, you know that you need your actor. I mean, you need to be completely free and open to exactly what the director wants. So maybe it gives me more open space for exactly what the director wants. You know, Nicole, for example, when I was doing something with my hands, because I use sometimes with my hands to play, she was saying, "No, do nothing." So that was, I accepted it maybe easier, in an easier way, now that I know that the director needs actors, you know, because she's got the vision. So,
are you able to let go the director part of your brain?
No, because when you're an actor, you try also to make the scene with the idea of the whole script. You know, it doesn't change, because I know even for actors, you know, they have some ideas, mise en scène also. So it's just maybe you can have more compassion for the director, you know, because you know how it's hard to. So you've got more compassion, yeah.
Okay. How did you get involved in this project? What made you accept the role?
Well, I had the proposal to meet with Nicole Garcia, and I went to her flat. She has a nice flat in Paris, and she invited me to coffee, and we had a nice time together. She was playing the character of Marion, and she was really trying to explain the movie hard. She was having a hard time to explain the movie, the character, the conflict of my character and of her character, and to try to explain this story. I hadn't read the script yet, but I saw somebody trying so hard to express herself and trying so hard to understand a movie which was somehow a big scare for her, and I saw this fragility in her looks and in her trying so hard to express it, that I thought I want to be in this movie. And then it took a long time until she decided that she really wanted me to be the character. Even when we started shooting, she was always saying, "You're not the character. You're too handsome, or you're too something." And she wanted to change me. She wanted me to be somebody. She's very destabilizing. She puts you out of balance the whole time, because maybe some kind of strategy to not make you feel at ease. So that's something good for the actor, to have a stone in the shoe sometimes. And she knows as an actress that it's good the actor to be somewhere not comfortable, and she's always pushing those limits and trying to make you look for something else or go a little bit further. And so she didn't deceive me from the first time I met her, in that sense that she's an artist who's always searching and always doubting, suffering, and engaged thoroughly with her project.
So how does it feel when a director says you're too handsome to play a role?
Well, it's kind of... There was one moment where I decided that was not my problem. I couldn't change it. If she wanted to put, didn't want me to have blue, green eyes, my eyes, eye color. So she wanted to put me contact lenses, brown contact lenses, in order to look more Spanish, because she had kind of an idea of what this character had to be, more in an archetype way, like the idea we have of a Spanish macho somehow. And I was this guy with a German surname who had brown eyes, and so it was kind of a quarrel to find the right place where we met, and that took also a couple of weeks, and I had my eye was like this with the contact lenses, and finally now she just said to me, it was a good luck that it didn't work with the contact lenses, finally we can see your eyes, which is something that I hate and I love. I know I work because of my eyes, because people say, oh, you have such incredible eyes. I would like not to be only my eyes, but something else. Because you get lazy and you start working only with your eyes and you forget the rest, and it's just one presence, which is everything. But
yeah, work on my hair. No, she told me that I needed to change a little bit. She was also like Alex, dubbing of something for the role. So she was all the time hesitating. I don't know. She called me to tell me I don't know. You called me today to tell me what? I still don't know. It's okay. You still don't know.
Can I ask, how do you prepare for a love scene?
Depends of the eyes of the director. You know, the eyes of the director give the whole atmosphere of the shooting. You know, if she's not delicate, everybody's going to be not delicate. But if she's delicate, because everybody is identifying himself to the director. So Nicole, she's very pudic, but also very trashy. You know, in a way, she's trashy, and she needs flesh. But you want to give her right, you know, because she's also a very sensual as a woman. She's very intelligent and smart. So, I mean, there is no one rule about shooting. And of course, it's strange to meet somebody that you don't know and you have to say her, I love you. But it can be a game, you know. Sometimes it's a game not very comfortable, and sometimes it's a pleasure, you know, to play a role like when we were kids. It's exactly when you find some good kids at school and then you play to the love game, you know. It's exactly the same. It can be easier to play with somebody that you don't know, because it's a pleasure to be unknown by somebody and to play some. It's easier, because sometimes when you know too much somebody, to play another person than you, it's much more difficult, because it's so impudic. Strangely, it's impudic to play another person than you.
How was it like to work with Marion Cotillard?
I would repeat, definitely. She's an amazing actress. She's the ultimate actress. She's a complete actress who's able to be sending a message after 1 second be in situation, look at you, and she's there, and everything comes up. And that makes your job easier, and makes your character also flourish, and everything kind of it nourishes your acting. So it was a great experience.
More or less. How can we say? Because Marion, she was very involved in the film. I came to the film after 3 days. They already shot like 3 days, more or less, with Alex in the south of France and everything. So when I arrived, Marion was deeply in a role, in her work. So it was very delicate for me to arrive, because you feel that you're an elephant, because the old film is already made and everything. Because when you start to shoot a movie in the beginning, you take the thing as a joke. Like we play, and then more and more the movie and the shooting you start to play seriously, because you start to be attached to the characters and to the situation, so you take more seriously the movie. So they were all taking seriously the movie. They needed the movie, and they were all in love with the characters, the situation. So when they arrived, I felt like, hey, hello guys, and then they were all concentrated. And Marion helped me with Nicole. I mean, both of them, they were so intensely, sensually, affectedly in the movie that they pushed me in the movie in a second, you know. And Marion, she was very much, she was reading all the time on the set, because I think she built something related to books and to the imagination. So,
how was it for you, Alex, to play with so little dialogue in this film?
I have a lot of respect for words. I think I have when I read a script, I often say I try to find the expression in less words, and I think sometimes they talk too much, the characters in the movies, and they over-explain things. So it's much more interesting sometimes to show things through the body language or through the presence than talking about what's going on there. So it's, I don't want to underline what is already happening on the screen. I think there's something about semiotic, about language signs, which is in cinema, which occupies me to find the economy in the expression and the means. So I'm also very preoccupied about finding the right words and the right expressions to say what I want to say. So,
in real life, you mean?
In real life, for me, it's the same. I hate people who talk too much and don't empathize with others. But sometimes it's like I've played characters who talk and it's like a noise, which is just. And this I can understand as a justification, because it's somebody who talks and it's not important what they say. But you have to know always what this character means and what is the function of this character inside the narrative of the script. So straight ahead, I saw this guy, somebody who observes, who doesn't. Know the language that well, because he's a foreigner, so it's normal that he doesn't talk that much, and it's somebody who uses. And there's some a few dialogues from my character which are very banal and absurd. He talks about the about money, about building the house, about the fridge, and so I find this funny that a character who doesn't talk at all, and then suddenly he comes up with, I'm building the staircase, and we have to go to the bank and play like these very bourgeois problems that he uses. I think there's a lot of comicity in that, and humor in that pathetic way of expressing himself, because he doesn't talk at all, and suddenly he talks about the things that are so from the le quotidien, from the everyday life, and she's wanting to fly and looking for romanticism, and he's talking about the bank, and this is something like, I think it's a humorous effect which is interesting me a lot. Yeah.
Thank you, Louis Garrel and Alex Brandemore, for being here with us to talk about Mal de Pierre by Nicole Garcia, screening in competition at the 69th edition of Festival di Cannes. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.